feel down, try positive thinking. That's what I told the man, said, don't wear a frown. Try positive thinking, laugh at your troubles instead. You've got to look on the bright side. All the hope so much depends. With your confidence sinking, positive thinking helps you on the way, my friend. When things look black, try positive thinking. Treat every season as spring, no glancing back. Try positive thinking, trust what tomorrow may bring. This crazy world, what we live in, will keep on spinning round. But with good, strong, positive thinking, good, strong, positive thinking, good, strong, positive drinking, we'll get together and life won't let us die.
Well, you are through to Senior Moments, and welcome to International Women's Day, everybody. I'm Tina Watkin here, and we're doing this Senior Moments programme at BCB Radio 106.6 FM, and I have with me today my co-presenter.
Valerie Cosgrave. We're having a change. We're doing a Tuesday today.
Oh, yes,
we are at International Women's Day.
Man's got his woman to take his seat. He's got the power, oh, she's got the need. She spends her life through pleasing up her man. She feeds him dinner or anything she can. She cries alone at night too often. Thank you. he's got the need.
I'm going to try and, you know, get some good things through to you.
We've been doing all our recording from home, so this is our first attempt today, isn't it?
It is, to be in
the studio. And all the other ladies are going to be in talking about all sorts of stuff. We're just going to do what we can today and hope it works out okay, Tina.
Absolutely. I mean, we've been so used to seeing each other on screen, haven't we? And things wobbling and things... screens freezing and all the rest. So I don't think we're freezing today. It might be slightly cold, but we're not worried about that.
No, it's nice to be back, really, isn't it?
I think we're a bit fired up. And that was our theme tune, which we hadn't heard for quite a long time, positive thinking. So that's what we're going to be actually doing today. I'm thinking positively about some of the women who perhaps, you know, we have thought they've given a lot of positivity to the world, haven't they? And you chose a wonderful piece of music there by Susan Boyle. Did you ever see her at all?
She was an unusual lady, and most people, millions of people, saw her on The X Factor, I think it was.
It was?
And she came on with a kind of old-fashioned suit.
Oh, Britain's Got Talent, maybe. Was it that one?
Oh, it might have been. I watched it back, you know, and I thought, crikey Moses, she always wanted to be a singer. And then she went on this programme.
Yes.
And they were all pulling faces and as if she was, what on earth is she doing on here? And then she started singing. Well, it was absolutely jaw-dropping. What a wonderful voice. Yeah. A wonderful voice the woman had.
Yes.
She was from Scotland, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Sang in the church and stuff, but never really had a chance to show what she was capable of. And I thought it was wonderful when she started singing. I mean, she's not a hero where she's saved lives or anything like that, but she saved herself.
Yes,
you know
absolutely.
What I mean?
Absolutely, yeah.
And she made people realise that she was a good singer and she could sing, and now she's probably in America or she goes all over. And I just thought she were worth a mention.
Absolutely,
you know,
for
a change.
When you said jaw-dropping, it was Amanda Holden and she went,
ooh. Oh, yes.
And it nearly hit the desk to her jaw.
Yes.
But when you said, like, you know, she isn't actually save lives and things, I think she will have saved a lot of lives of people.
She will,
who were feeling really down, really low, feeling as if they were absolutely worthless.
Yes.
And they suddenly look and think, I could do something, not exactly like that, but okay, I can get out of my chair and do something.
Yes.
You know, instead of feeling sorry for themselves, sitting behind, knowing that she had mental problems and all the rest, and emotional problems, physical problems probably. But it does help when you see somebody who has got a bit of get up and go. She didn't have the courage, but she was a bit sassy with Simon Cowell. Wasn't she sort of wiggling her hips and throwing herself about?
Yeah, she was.
That took a lot of nerve. Absolutely took a lot of nerve.
She's a woman, and she's a woman that people thought wouldn't get anywhere, and she has done. And the most beautiful voice, that's the thing.
There was a play made of her. She did a series coming round because she was at the Alhambra and Mary had some tickets. And I remember she said to me, would you like to go and see it? It was Susan Boyle, the musical.
Was it?
It was incredible.
Crikey,
absolutely incredible. And of course, somebody played her part, and they went all through the life and with her mum and dad, then her mum and her dad died, and then how she came, then ever going on the theatre, you know, and showing what was happening afterwards. And right at the end, she sang the song that did it all, that really took to the top, and it was her personally. I want the moment, I really want to cry.
I know.
Because I felt so emotional about it, and for her being there and in front of us all, you know, okay, it's all right having a musical about somebody and you're seeing this other person playing them, but to actually see her then come on and play herself.
She
was like, whoa, you know, was just incredible. Yeah, it must be about 3-4 years ago, perhaps, but I was so, so thrilled. It was, you know, like when they suddenly realised she became famous. What they had a lot of television screen things behind us, sort of where it was showing, it was going, Susan Boyle is this, and then somebody else, and then another language, and German, French, Italian, all these news things coming up saying, Susan Boyle's, you know, the famous, top of the charts, this lady from nowhere, blah, blah, all saying different things, and all these talking together. It just shows you the magnitude of what happened. You know, it was like a bomb had gone off. It was like Hiroshima. All of a sudden, she was everywhere,
Now, we couldn't find the song that she sang originally, could we?
We couldn't, no. That was a bit of a disaster.
You found one. Susan Boyle. And she's singing with Danny Osmond.
Donny Osmond, yeah.
Donny Osmond, lovely. That's it.
Oh, I love Donny.
And it's called This Is The Moment. So that sounds like a very nice one to play, doesn't
it? It's absolutely perfect there, Valerie, because as you say, like, she came from nowhere. She stood there.
Yes.
And this was the moment that it all went, when Simon and everybody were just stood up and applauded it. I'm so sad. I think it was Diversity who were on and had they not been on, she would have won it.
Yes, she would, wouldn't
but,
she?
So here we go with Susan Boyle, and Donny Osmond is singing first. It's not that she's dropped her voice or anything.
this is the moment, this is the day, this is the moment when I know I'm on my way. Every endeavor I have made ever is coming into play, is here and now today. This is the moment when all I've done, when all the dreaming, scheming and screaming become one. This is the day, just see it shine, when all I've lived for
is the moment. This is the hour when I can open up tomorrow like a flower and put my hand to everything I plan to fulfill my grand design.
Wonderful.
Oh,
yeah, wonderful.
Oh,
yeah.
Donny Osmond as well, lad. Oh, I think he's so sweet. He's so nice. Absolute lovely guy.
Yes.
Yeah, I like
so
him.
That's one woman, isn't it, that we've been,
yes,
you know,
yeah,
talking about that
them.
Got the chance that she never thought she would. I'm going off the subject at the moment.
Oh, you don't mind.
But we go to Shipley, you know, and we go to Otley.
Yeah.
And we go on Manningham Lane and Lister Park. If you've been past there and seen the crocuses, they're like a blanket of crocuses. Mm. If anybody gets a chance to go and see those crocuses,
yeah,
please do. I have to mention it, you know, even though it's not to do with Women's Day, really.
Ooh.
But
women like flowers, though, don't they?
It's so beautiful. There's hardly a space between, you know, all these lovely colours. Absolutely beautiful.
And year
that's
after
all I
year,
want to say about that.
Year after year, there's more and more and more, aren't there, it seems? Because they multiply.
It's made me think, I said to my husband, I said, oh, I'm going to get some bulbs and put them in the garden, you know.
Yes, yeah.
We're not quite sure how you do it, you know. You might have to get something just to dig into the grass.
Oh, you can put them in your grass. But
yeah,
then again, you know, if you've got some, just keep them all in a bunch. You know, some people sort of plant them in, you know,
two inches
apart
and so
on. You want three and four and five together or something to make it like a bunch.
Yeah, we've got a few.
Yeah.
But this is a complete carpet.
Oh, it is, isn't it? I haven't seen it this year, but I have seen it other years. And when you're driving, it's a distraction. You really want to get out and watch, don't you?
It's absolutely beautiful. Yeah. And, you know, if anybody gets a chance to go, have a look, because they're a credit to the city gardeners,
absolutely,
honestly.
Absolutely, yeah. So, I mean, although you've said that about the flowers and everything, and it might not be in International Women's Day, women, how many fantastic women gardeners are there in our television programmes and things?
Oh, of course,
you know,
yes.
You go forward and you see, wow, they're doing one against the other, where they're designing somebody's garden and then they're designing somebody's garden and they've got to choose between it and they've got to do the whole thing and just so many. And like Mary Berry with all the, you know, so we've got some fantastic women in,
and
in Kate, the TV.
And Kate Humble, she does a lot of things as well. We're good.
Absolutely, yeah.
We're good.
There's
women
hundreds
are good.
When you look at them. One thing that I got about, because I was coming back from Charlie on Thursday and came on the Skipton bypass way, and I was just going to say to the driver, look at all that smoke over there. And he said, oh, just look at that smoke. And I went, oh, I was just seeing that. And he said, I bet that's a fire. I said, I can see flames at the bottom.
Yes.
And then, of course, it was Dalton Mills we found out afterwards.
It was on the television, wasn't
and when
it?
I heard about that it was Peaky Blinders who they were filming there.
Yes.
And also Gentleman Jack. Now, that Gentleman Jack, Anne Lister, what a woman she was.
Well, yes.
You know, leading against all the men to kind of keep the jobs and all the rest, you know, and really building a big empire.
Yes.
And I mean, a lot of people, I didn't like that, you know, it's a bit an odd woman or something. And I went, well, no, she had big hat on, went striding down, you know. She meant business. And it takes guts to be like that.
It does.
You know, not everybody can be powerful. And like where she went in, where people wanted to buy the factories and stuff that she was got all the mines, you know, she was up against these people who thought they were, oh, we're good, we can do that, it's only a woman, you know. But no, they were seriously wrong.
Yes, they were. It was a good series that I enjoyed that,
I did,
you know.
Yeah.
We're not far from Halifax, you know, where the Shibden Hall.
Oh, of course, yes. That
you know,
was
we go,
done there,
we go
wasn't
around
it?
There walking sometimes. It's very nice. Yeah. And there's a little cafe and a little train if children. There's a big sign up there outside now saying about Gentleman Jack.
All right, that's
so
good.
I don't know if they're doing another series. I'm not quite sure.
It'd be good if they could. But you see so many other people when you think, you know, we're talking all about women today and very famous women. And Florence Nightingale, I mean, even the Nightingale Hospitals named after all these years, you know.
Yeah.
That's incredible, isn't it?
When was it? Sunday, there was a film on. It's all to do with International Women's Day, I would say.
Yeah.
And the film, a lot of our listeners might have seen this film, and it was called Misbehaviour. And it was a group of women who were against Eric Morley and his wife doing Miss World. That was one of the things that they were on about, women being, they thought it was degrading.
Yes.
You know, for women to be
standing there scantily
and turning round and showing the other half and what have you. Yeah. And it was a really good film. I enjoyed it, you know. And these women, when they went in the theatre where they were doing it, they had all these leaflets and, you know, these rattle things that they have.
Football matches.
Football matches. They started with all these and they got arrested and they got fined. And Bob Hope, you know, he was the commentator.
Was he?
But some of his language, some of his talk was very much against women in a way.
Right.
You know, putting them down as if they were silly. So it was a great film. I really enjoyed it. And then after that, there was a film about the actual women who are still alive today, you know, what they did. And one were a midwife, one became an MP, and one became something else. So there were a Miss South Africa and a Miss East South Africa. The first one where they were black.
Right.
So that were a thing, wasn't it?
Yes,
you know what I mean? That were
a
terrible thing, wasn't it? Apartheid and all
that. Yes, yes.
You know, that were against everybody. I really enjoyed the film. My husband had to watch it with me. So.
Did he comment on it afterwards?
No, I think he enjoyed it.
Yeah.
You know, because it was Keira Knightley, she was in it, and you know, stars. It was very good. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. We had another record that we wanted to play, but we couldn't find it, could we?
We're having trouble, aren't we, with these records?
I know.
We can't keep finding.
So the thing was, you know, I mean, some of these women, you know, they like to be in Bathing Beauties, and they enjoy it, you know. So I really think you shouldn't stop people from doing what they want, but they've stopped televising it now, haven't they?
Yes, I don't believe.
You know, so I mean, I'm 50-50 on that one.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, but I think this one that we're going to play, the title of it, actually, is perfect for Anne Lister, Gentleman Jack.
All right, yeah.
I am what I am.
Oh, I am what I am,
isn't
yes.
It? And
Gloria
Gaynor. A lot of people were really kind of, oh, you know, I am what I am.
She played it brilliantly as well, didn't she?
At the Bankfield Museum, I think it was at one time, they had the costumes for Gentleman Jack there.
Oh, did
and
they?
was up Booth Town, yeah. Yes, I remember somebody telling me about it. And I'd love to go more.
Free
up
to
again.
Go around there, it's free.
Yes, yeah. Well, my brother was up this last week, just for a couple of days, but we managed to get across to York to show them the Minster and the shambles and things.
Oh, good.
But we could have shown them so many more places, but they were actually staying at Church Street, which is on the road from the Square Chapel.
Oh, right.
They were practically next to the Square Chapel and the Peace Hall, and we were saying about all these other wonderful places around and about. So when they come up again next time, we shall definitely go and have a look at that.
Hopefully they can come up for longer.
Oh,
that would
definitely.
Be nice, won't
so
it?
What we will do now, we will play I Am What I Am. So
Gloria
we are,
Gaynor.
What we are, aren't we, Valerie?
Yes, I am what I am.
And I'm the same. Here we go.
Okay.
I am what I am. I am my own special creation. So come take a look. Give me the hook. Or the ovation, it's my world that I want to have a little pride in. My world, and it's not a place I have to hide in. Life's not worth a damn till you can say,
about that one.
Whoa, brilliant that, wasn't it?
We were nearly off our seats, weren't we, there, Dempsey?
Yeah.
Just had to stay near the desk just in case, you see. So.
Of course. Yeah, but great music, that. Great music.
Gloria Gaynor, what a lovely name. GG, yeah.
I know, Gloria Gaynor.
So many of them. I mean, Shirley Bassey, as you say, look, from Wales there, came up, you know. Nobody thought that she'd get anywhere, and yet She was
the one person that she is the one person that would I would go out of my way to pay to see if I'd had the opportunity. Because I think she's brilliant, Shirley Bassey.
And you know, years back when you people that you really follow and watch, I used to love listening to Petula Clark.
Oh, did you?
Because I thought she brought little bits of French in.
Oh, right,
and
yes.
She was just such a gentle sort of wonderful person.
She was nice for Petula Clark, but she was a bit prissy for me.
Yeah, she was. She was not. Yeah, not brave in any way that way around.
Like,
yeah,
too nice, basically.
Too nice. Yeah. Oh, look at that.
You all have your own favourites,
don't you?
Yeah. I like the earthy ones, me.
You like the earthy ones
that sing out. And I like Shirley Bassey's sings out, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does. And there were so many sort of a lot older singers. I think somebody who I quite admired in a lot of roles I'd seen her in, Julie Andrews. Julie Andrews, I mean, from doing Sound of Music, I mean, that turned the whole world over.
Because
I remember going to see that in London. We got into our seats and very quiet because the lights just going down. We got sat nicely, not opening any crackly things and stuff. And then all of a sudden, somebody touching my husband's shoulders said, "Excuse me." So we all stood up for him to move on. And they said, "No, these are our seats." And it started off like World War III. I'm sorry, these are. I said, "Well, we've got these seats. We've got these." They double booked them.
Oh my goodness.
And everybody went, shh, shut up, stop it. It started. And eventually they had to get somebody. Well, we were there, sat there first. We weren't going to get up, were we? So we sat down again, and these people were taken out somewhere. I mean, it was full, absolutely full. I don't know whether they got them some seats at the end of a line. What they did, that was not our business, because everybody else was like pointing at us as if we were the criminals.
Of course.
But I absolutely thought that was lovely. So years later. Bridesmaid, it was. She was going to down by where Yorkshire Clinic is now. There was a school and they had exercise classes, so we decided to go there. But I used to go for my tea after work, you know, and then we went there. While we're in our leotards and everything ready to go across here, we used to put the Sound of Music on every week.
Did you?
We knew all the songs all the way through it. What's fun, isn't it, about sharing with other people, you know.
Yes.
Julie Andrews had done all these wonderful things, you know. Would have never got there. Never have got there.
I think women have a great rapport with each other. Can have real good fun, can't you, with other women?
Oh, you can.
Even just talking about Myra, who's absent, you know what I mean?
But Myra had us laughing our socks off, didn't
she? She's so funny.
So dry humoured, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And I hope she's listening,
but,
because I'd like to give a mention
men
to Myra.
Men don't seem to have that same rapport with each other. A bit more standoffish sometimes, aren't they?
Perhaps so.
Anyway, that's
not all of them. No.
That's not our fault, is it?
No. So, have you been anywhere recently? Have you done anything different apart from the crocuses in Worcester Park?
No, the thing now, because all the banks are closing down, closing down.
Yeah.
And I have an account with the Yorkshire Building Society.
All right.
Anyway, so the nearest branch now, we've found out there's one in Shipley.
Oh, is there? Yeah. There's one in Bradford, though, isn't there still?
Yeah, but instead of trying to find parking and stuff, you can go. Do a bit of shopping, Shipley, the square.
Okay.
And also there's a Santander, which is our bank as well.
Yes, yeah.
So we've been there and we go to Otley regularly. Sometimes go down by the river and take a coffee and then do some shopping up in Sainsbury's. And things are opening up. We're hoping to get this umbrella off the tops of our heads.
Absolutely,
and be able to see what's going on in the world.
Well, I went yesterday to Scarborough and it was like Happy Friends Day out.
Yes.
And there were nine of us. So whether you know, it's five in one car, four in the other. And when we arrived there, we sort of walked up the front and all that.
Lovely.
And we'd stayed somewhere on the way there, a garden centre. We'd had a nice breakfast.
And then
when we got there, walking further up a little bit later on, what do we have? I had some mussels because I hadn't had any mussels for quite a while. And then walked on the beach and you know, enjoyed it. It was a really, really sunny day, and there were children there, buckets and spades. I don't know how many. There were three lots of donkey rides and kiddies. I don't want to go on the donkeys. Parents wanted to go on to take a photograph. The kids didn't want to go on, you know. And then there was one lad who came and sat next to me. I was on the wall at the top and he had a bucket and a long spade and a hole at the side of him. And he kept hitting this hole with a spade, bash, 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 like that. And I was just ready to say to him, "Do you know, all that sand has got to come over me." The spade broke into three pieces. And
oh,
I went,
crumbs.
"Oh, that's a shame." You know? And then off he went. These people next to me were laughing their heads off. I went, "Wasn't it a shame?" I
thought, you wished it on him, did you?
I was actually keeping my fingers crossed. It made me think. I took a picture of the lighthouse at Scarborough. And when I thought about that, then there's a Royal National Lifeboat thing there.
Yes, it's new. yes.
That there is a lifeboat called Bradford, because we interviewed them, Alan and I, once, that this Bradford lifeboat, it's not really kept in Bradford. You know, they let it out to various places. But it made me think back about when I was at school and you had to read certain things, and reading about Grace Darling, who was a lighthouse keeper, wasn't she, or what, and then rescued all these people.
Yes.
And, you know what I mean, there wasn't all the technology then. A pair of wooden sticks at the side of a rowing boat, horrendous storms and things.
Yes.
And she was so heroic to go and get them. You know, we were saying about other women, Marie Curie, right in here. What a good job, you know, has happened from her. And what's made me think about that, we interviewed one of the collectors for the Marie Curie organisation. You know, they've got gift boxes around all March through some of the Morrison stores they're going to be, and so on, other ones. It's what they call the daffodil walk. And they used to go into Bingley and do a daffodil walk around so many hours or whatever it was, you know, and raise money. But what they're letting people do is from the beginning to the end of March, wherever you go and you do however mile it is, 6 miles or something like that, and if you collect some money or you donate some money, then that's all going into the daffodil appeal.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And all the little daffodils that are for sale and everything. And you're saying about the crocuses, well, it'll be the daffodils' turn next,
won't
it?
It'll be wonderful, won't it?
Yeah.
You know, when you talk about women, which we do, you've only to think about the last war, when they never realised that women could do what they could do.
Oh, no.
You know, when they were driving tanks and all sorts of making them and taking them. And the planes, there was a thing on about these women who, aircraft carriers, taking aeroplanes, you know, to where they needed to be, flights and stuff
of course. My auntie, her job was to drive a police van of prisoners to, where would it be? Manchester, probably. And that's quite a tough job for a lady, isn't it, you would think, you know, to be having violent criminals and...
Well, I suppose you're looking, just the same as a man, really. They're not all so strong, are they? You know what I mean? It's the same. And now, when you're going on the road, you know, if you stop at some of the services, we've stopped at some services sometimes, great big lorry will pull up. This little lady will get out, you know, who's been driving.
Yeah.
We drive.
Yes, yeah,
and it's
not
going to be much more difficult to drive a big... I've drove a big van and stuff, you know, with my stock. You just learn just the same as anybody else, you know, and men sort of realise that now, don't they? There's still some things where there probably isn't equal pay and one thing and another, I don't know.
We'll get onto that, won't we, sometime. And, you know, we were saying earlier, there's somebody I go to a writing group, Ash Barker, and yet she's somebody who picked up one of these books that were in the popularity quite some years ago, and she decided, I think I could do a bit better than that, and she wrote a novel, and it was accepted. And since then, she's done about 100 books.
Good grief. What and was the first one about? What was it now?
It was a bit different, because I remember her mum was Sissy Saxon Yeadon, they call her, and we've interviewed her before. You know her name, don't you? And when I said to her, she said, oh, you want to, you know, interview our Anne and blah, blah. I said, yes, I will do. I said, what kind of genre does she write in? And she said, oh, really, a bit difficult to explain. She says, more like erotic fiction. And I thought, this elderly lady, and I said, oh, and she said, oh, yes, I've read quite a lot of them, you know, and I thought,
oh, really?
How wonderful. But that suddenly, with me telling you that in the interval, made me think about Anne, Charlotte and Emily. What they did for women writers, wrote under the men's names, and then all of a sudden, out of the top, you know, which makes
so
you think,
so they had to write under men's names to
absolutely,
be accepted.
Absolutely, yeah. That was quite sad, really.
Yeah, yeah.
And because we were at Scarborough, we didn't go near where, I think it's Anne that might be buried at Scarborough. So next time I go,
I've been to that grave. It's just on the it's on the way up to the castle.
Is it?
You walk onto
the castle. Yeah.
There's the church there, we've seen that.
I wish I'd have done that, but I didn't just understand at them.
And they all died quite young, really, didn't they?
Oh, they did, yes, you know. Yeah. And as you were saying, some of these people, like during the war, you know, they got these manly jobs, didn't they, and having to do really tough things. But
yes.
I've just found something else that I think would be rather nice if we could play it, because they sort of had boiler suits and all sorts under these people, didn't they?
Yes.
And you don't really see the nice side of them, but Roy Orbison had a beautiful record.
Roy Orbison.
Pretty Woman.
Oh, right. Have you found it?
If we could play this for the women who had to do big, thick overalls and farm work, and they might just like to be known as a pretty woman.
Oh,
okay.
I'm going to put my lipstick on while I'm listening to this. Pretty woman,
Have you smudged your lipstick a bit?
I didn't get a chance.
You didn't get a chance to get it out, did you?
I couldn't find it in my new handbag.
Never mind, love, never mind. You look great without it, you know. We aren't painted clowns here, are we? We're just like, as we are. You see us coming out of here, we haven't done any tottling up to make us any different.
No.
There was one thing that I just remembered about. I was watching Dancing on Ice yesterday, and or this weekend, should I say, and the girl who had to have her leg amputated, her right leg amputated quite high up on the thigh, had a prosthetic limb on
all the way through all this.
And how
what
amazing...
You mean ice skating?
Ice skating. How about that?
Wow.
Now then, so many people go, oh, this happened to me and I can't do that, I can't do that. People like her, my heart goes out to her because she will be helping so many hundreds and thousands of people. Mm. Ice skating, right? I mean, I've never even been on a pair of ice skates and I'm sure I couldn't stand up. And she's got right up through the listings of it. I think there's only six left now, either six or five. So how amazing is that from all the ones that started off? And she was phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. But all of them were, you know, these that are left now. And it was just that the other person, it was a bit more polished, so they said.
Which well, we've got the Winter Olympics at the moment.
Lots of them in there, yes.
Yeah, so.
And, of course, that made me think then that prior to that, when I watched Strictly Come Dancing this last year, there was a girl called Rose who was deaf. And what she did was a lot of... her partner, I mean, she couldn't hear the music. She could feel the rhythm through her feet and everything, and she was with Giovanni, I believe it was. Between them, they got right to the end.
Yes.
And I just like, wow, that is just so impressive, because all the other people who have thought, I wouldn't be able to do that, I wouldn't be able to do that. Mm. And yet these two girls, quite young people, have really gone through the top of the challenge and shown people... If you try hard, you can do it.
And it's also helped people, you know, a lot more people are going to learn sign language and all that kind of thing. You don't realise when things are on television how it does good things, doesn't it? Yes.
And I mean, that has made so much impact. I'm so pleased about it. And also in their dance, when they had that silent moment of the dance... and we've got another thing here. We've probably got to say cheerio because we might run out of time, won't we?
Yes, we're going to do, yes.
So we're going to say thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed that. And you probably can think of loads of other women who are really famous. But then we've got something that was one of the most lovely music pieces, wasn't it? So you want to tell them about that one.
Yes, well, it is by the Bee Gees and it's More Than a Woman.
So I think that these two girls, the Dancing on Ice and the Strictly Come Dancing, they are more than a woman, yeah.
Thank you.
just in case you're wondering, that was played in the film Short Circuit, where number 5 came alive.
Right.
And it was one of my favourite films. I could watch that forever. So
don't
there
forget
we
John
go.
Travolta.
And John Travolta in his when he was singing it in his. Yeah, that's fine. OK,
so
here we go.
Goodbye for now. And thanks for listening.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.
Feel down. Try. Positive thinking, that's what I'm told the man said. Don't wear a frown, try positive thinking. Laugh at your troubles instead. You've got to look on the bright side. All the hope so much depends. With your confidence sinking, positive thinking helps you on the way, my friend. When things look black, try positive thinking, treat every season as spring. No glancing back, try positive thinking. Trust what tomorrow may bring. This crazy world, what we live in, will keep on spinning round. But with good, strong, positive thinking, good, strong, positive thinking, good.